And this morning we've got Anna Bourasikas in the studio, and you're part of something, or you're the director of a new film festival over from the West called the Setting Sun Film Festival.
Yep, Setting Sun Short Film Festival.
Okay, and where did you get this idea from? It's the very first one, so it's a courageous effort.
Thank you. I guess the idea came from having a love of film, a lifelong love of film. And when I lived on the other side of town, I lived in St Kilda for many years, and I would always go to the St Kilda Short Film Festival. And when I moved over west, a couple of years I would, travel over and continue going. But, after I had kids and stuff, it became a little bit less practical. And I guess I was always noticed the lack of a sort of something similar or comparable in the inner west, just something that showed short films and screened short films. And I figured, one day someone will put one together. And I happened to notice early last year, I think the call for entries for the St Kilda Short Film Festival, and I had a conversation with my husband about the sort of the lack of festival, and I thought, maybe I could put one together. I've judged in other festivals, I've got a filmmaking qualifications, and my husband's a media teacher, and we know enough people between us that could probably coordinate an effort, to put something together.
So why were you thinking that a festival would be good for the West?
Well, I guess we wanted something. There's a lot of filmmaking activity that happens in the West. There's been a lot of films that have been made in the West, like Romper Stomper and Kenny, and I think Spotswood, a bit of Animal Kingdom. There's Open Channel down the road, although
well,
they're not strictly speaking.
What's that television program, Rush? Constantly, when I was living in the West, they were using sections of places near where I used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a location that people have found attractive.
Yes. And there's Open Channel down the road, although they're not technically West, but they're in the Docklands. And then there's Footscray City Films, and VU runs a few film courses, and there's a few filmmakers that, a fair few filmmakers that live in the area. So there's a lot of activity in the area, and they just, I felt there could be a need for a festival that showcased filmmakers and filmmaking from the West.
So are you calling for people to, because there's still a deadline, isn't there?
The deadline's Friday, the 31st of January, which is this Friday at 6 p.m. It's open to everybody. But at this stage, the main awards like Best Director, Best Screenwriter, Best Film, they're Western Suburbs category. They will go to a filmmaker who has either lives in the Western Suburbs or has filmed there. We do have open categories as well for Best Feature, Best Doco. The People's Choice will be an open category. So we do have specific filmic awards will go to Western Suburbs filmmakers at this stage.
So, and you said that all films that have been made in the West.
Yeah, so that you don't have to live there, it's if you filmed there.
Yeah, okay. You've had a certain level of response.
We've had a really, really high number of registrations, I suppose, for a first year. We've got about 90 people registered to enter films. And the festival goes for 4 days. There's two components. There's a competition, and then there's which will for various awards, but then there's actually just a festival as well where we're just going to show the best films. So that program will be worked out after we receive all the films, and we can work out a program. It's not possible to work out now, but that will work out once the films come in and we can work something out.
Yeah, and so you're going to, it's a 4-day program that's going to be shown at the wonderful Sun Cinema.
Yes, the Sun Theatre have been fantastic support and partner in helping develop this festival.
Mm-hmm.
They've contributed a lot of the prizes. The best film will get their own private screening in the La Scala Theatre, which is beautiful Art Deco theatre. So there's a whole lot of prizes that have been donated by the community. But that one is, I think, a 50-seat cinema, so you can invite all your friends and family and have your own private screening in there. And they've donated some tickets and a whole lot of other prizes. So they've been very supportive. I know that they're really supportive of the idea of having a sort of a filmmakers film festival.
Yeah. So who's actually financially supporting you?
At the moment, the funding has come from the Bendigo Bank in Sydney. They've provided the seed money to pay for a lot of the to pay for some of the, to contribute towards the expenses. But overwhelmingly, the festival's been staffed and managed basically by people who have contributed their skills for free.
So it's had
a really good community response.
Yeah, so what you're really saying is that the West is full of community verve, really.
There is, from the prizes to the people who have worked on this, it's really been extraordinary. And I have to really mention my creative partner, Yanni from Amalthea Films, who collaborates with me on the art direction of the festival, and we do the trailers together, we work at logos and all of that sort of stuff together. He's put in a huge effort. He's very talented. We're very lucky to have him. You know, so all my partners have been really supportive, and they've all gone that extra mile, I think, in terms of what partners normally offer.
And
a project.
And your program's not just going to feature the short films that your people are entering, but you've also got support from other avenues within the community.
Yes, we do. We've invited a few other people who are doing well, whose films have done well, to exhibit in the festival, like the Yarraville West Primary School. Their kids won a Claymation Award last year, a National Claymation Award. They win a lot of awards. And there's a couple of other people we're talking about as well, who are going to exhibit in the festival.
Is it celebrating just the West, or is there other elements that you're trying to celebrate within this short film festival?
No, it's not a Western suburbs theme as such. It's just people who live in the Western suburbs who happen to be filmmakers or have filmed there. So we want to, give a plug and a promotion to our side of town. But there's, the films can be about anything. We've got a really wide range of films coming in, from animation, schlock horror, science fiction, documentaries, some comedies. It's been a really wide selection, which we're really happy about.
How long are the films, generally speaking?
No
more than 12 minutes,
yeah.
Okay.
Just because when you're putting a program together, anything longer than 12 minutes, it's really hard to include a lot of films if their films are longer than that, yeah.
So imagine you're on the day and you're one of the days of the festival. What time would it start?
At this stage, it'll be evenings.
It's an evening program. And how many, a bit like the opening night of the St Kilda Film Festival.
Yeah, the opening night we have a gala. And so that will be coordinated by ourselves and the Sun Theatre. And so that will be for about 200 people. So we're working that out at the moment. So there's nothing to announce yet, nothing that I can announce yet, but we've had a few meetings about that at this stage. So we're hoping to put on a big party.
What sort of learning curve have you personally had? Because this is a big ask, creating a whole festival.
Yeah, it is, I guess, but I suppose if I don't think of it like that. I just kind of put one foot in front of the other and just do what needs to get done. Every now and again, I've thought about the sort of enormity of it and felt incredibly anxious. So I just don't think about it, I just think about what needs to be done. And I've had a lot of people along the way who have, helped out where, help's been needed, so...
So, Anna, imagine the St Kilda Film Festival started small. But
they all start small,
But imagine it growing really big. Had you imagined that?
Look, at this stage, I'm just thinking March. That's all I'm imagining. This year, I suppose it's been, it won't. The years after won't be as hard because this is the first year. So this is where I've got to, set up all of the initial promotion, publicity, the structure of the festival, the design of it. And then hopefully in years to come, it's its own entity.
Are we expecting a big feature in the mainstream media, The Age?
We've had some chats with people, yes. So,
great.
But at this stage, nothing definite, not until the films come in and we've got our finalists.
And who are your judges?
Our judges are actually media teachers, so they teach filmmaking. They're experienced judges. They've judged at the ADAM Awards. We're all ADAM Awards judges, all of us.
All right.
We came through their judging process because we're all media teachers. I'm like at a TAFE level, though not at a high school level. And I've got screenwriting qualifications. So we've all judged in the ADAM Awards. And one of the judges does his own film festival down in Eltham, a student festival. He puts it on at the Kino every year. So the judges are experienced when it comes to filmmaking and judging. And they're also VCE teachers, assessors, teachers and assessors. So they actually assess films at a high level.
And so do you have a connection with screen, the the magazine set
up. We have a Screen Hub is one of our sponsors this year. They're Australia's largest online film and screen website. And they've been very supportive. They're giving our four main winners a subscription to their service.
Okay, and what about the other one that goes with Atom, which are the two magazines, Metro and Screen Education?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, right, okay, all right.
But, yeah, definitely. They're not online, though. They're like the print ones, and they're teacher magazines more than they are filmmaker magazines.
Yeah, so your market is the public and the filmmaking.
First year, yeah. And then we'll have to sort of, you know, expand out. But that's basically at the moment who we're pitching to.
Yeah, and what would you? How would you gauge your success?
I guess a really good festival program, a really good program of films that people are excited about, and that filmmakers are excited about, that, you know, that they want to enter, that they think it's a good festival to enter, that they want to win an award in our festival.
Now, you've already got entries, obviously, because the deadline is looming.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Yeah, looming.
Thick and fast.
Yeah, thick and fast. So I know you've given us a range of the types of genres, et cetera, and it's a wide range. Are you seeing any wide range in age groups or?
Yes, we have secondary students, because we do have best secondary student Western Suburbs category, so a high school student, but any secondary student can enter in the open, in the feature there, and we haven't got a primary school section, but I have been approached by a couple of primary school parents for their kids' first films to be put in, and if there's a place, we will include them if there's a spot. Apart from the Yarrawa West, who I've invited because they've won an award. But, yeah, we didn't think to do it this year. I didn't think to put it in because I wasn't sure the demand would be there for primary school. But, you know, it's certainly something to consider.
What about the adults, you know, from young to old, medium?
It's hard to say, but I'd say there's tertiary students. And I'd say I've had some correspondence from older filmmakers who've let me know that they're older. So I'd say there's a range of ages, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very open-handed.
It is, because people, you know, make films at all ages and people study at all ages and become qualified at all different ages. So it's hard to tell.
So as you were saying, that there are a lot of film festivals in the West.
There are. There's a lot of kids' ones. And a lot of ones that have themes. I think they're a festival and every year they'll have a theme and they encourage people to submit a film based on that film, a bit like the Tropfest film. But I think an actual sort of overriding filmic film festival for filmmakers, I think it's kind of like the right time, because we don't have something like that in the Western Suburbs, something like that, but we do. There's a lot of film festivals. There's like West Side Shorts in Williamstown. There's, I think, another new one in Yarraville. There's a couple of kids' ones in Yarraville. There's a couple in Moonee Ponds. Their name eludes me right now. There's one in Sunshine, the Sunshine Short Film Festival. That's been going a couple of years now. They've got a theme. There are a few, and hopefully people who submit to those will submit to this one.
Yeah, but also you were saying that in other parts of Melbourne, they've actually reached saturation.
I'd say there's a lot of film festivals in Melbourne over on the other side of town. There just isn't that many sort of generic ones in the West, I don't think, as yet. So it's kind of seemed like the right time.
But also the amount of support that you've been getting. You've been networking with a whole range of other people
to make this happen. A lot of industry help, like lots of support, social media support with people like Film Victoria and Open Channel, even a couple of plugs from the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Performing Arts, I think I've said that properly, the old AFI, as well as other sort of industry bodies like Lead West and, you know, other people.
So this shows a sort of an eagerness for grassroots filmmaking and filmmakers to actually get a venue, a place to show their wares.
Yeah, definitely, and to showcase some of the amount of filmmaking activity that occurs in the West.
Yeah, so is the level of skill variable?
The standards actually, there is a degree of variableness in the films being submitted, but the overall standard's pretty good.
And what sort of
pretty high?
What sort of things are the judges going to be looking for?
They're going to be looking at story structure, audio, production values, quality of the sound, the quality of the camera, dialogue, creativity, originality.
Impact.
Great, you know, a great idea, all those things that make a good story, a good filmic story, all the elements that are necessary and needed.
What if a person makes a what's traditionally called an experimental film? Is it about how it makes people feel?
There isn't a category for experimental. So it would have to have a structure. You know, it would have to have a story structure, I suppose. You could enter. We don't have a category for it. So a film that comes in that's, I don't know, like a music clip that, say, presumably, may struggle at this stage.
But you don't exclude it?
No, we wouldn't exclude it. But it may not be nominated for an award, it might not be a finalist, because our criteria is that we do judge story.
Oh, so you have a criteria?
Yeah, we have a criteria for judging story. It's under the, in the terms and conditions, we also have the judging criteria of how we will judge the films, and story is one of them, story structure.
Okay, and as I was saying earlier, so say the film program for each night runs for about 2 hours. And your films are about 12, at most, the maximum are 12 minutes long. How many would you expect how many do you program in a night, do you think?
It's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
Most of them are coming in at sort of between 6 to 12 minutes, so it's really hard to tell at this stage until I've seen them all and...
It's going to be a really interesting experience programming.
Yeah, it is. But so, yeah, that's going to be require a lot of concentration, I suppose. But the main aim is to get as many good films as possible screened. We want to, you know, do that for everybody. So now that's the main thing.
Yeah, and you said that your background is actually in editing and proofreading.
Yeah.
So do you think that that background is actually going to help you in creating a pattern within a programming evening?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think we'll have to work it out. We'll have to look down and work out something that includes a little bit of everything, but we'll be guided by the films themselves, because the finalists will, determine and the shortlist will determine how the program works out.
And so how many will be on your shortlist, do you think?
Well, we'd like it maybe, you know, 5 for each category, but that might be 3 or 4 films, so it just depends.
And
film might also be best screenwriting, and it's like, you know, just all of that stuff is unknown at this stage.
And how many categories are there again? Remind me.
Oh,
do you think there's about 5?
There's about, well, there's best director, best screenwriting, best Western Suburbs short feature, best Western Suburbs doco, best secondary student, Western Suburbs, best tertiary student, Western Suburbs. There's best cultural diversity, people's choice, and then there's the open categories, which is short feature and doco again.
That's fantastic.
So
I take my hat off to
you.
It's great. And you said that that you've been supported by Andrew Hyde, who runs the festival in Eltham.
The Kino, yeah. He runs a festival for his for Eltham College down at Kino, so he's been very helpful too. Yeah.
Yeah. What's his advice? What's his big lesson? What does he say to you? Anna, remember this.
What does he say? He says, I'm here for you whenever you need me.
Well, that's the kind of partner
you
should
have. That's what he says.
Yeah.
That's what he says. No, he's really good. He's given me lots of contacts and, you know, and advice for just running the night, things I need to know to coordinate the night.
Mm. Fantastic. So can you give us the details again so that people know how to get in contact?
Yeah, you just go to the website, settingsun.com.au, and you go to the Enter Now, you register, and then you pay and you upload your film. It's $40 to enter, and that's all you have to do, really. It's basically to where all the applications are being accepted online. We're not accepting DVDs. Because we're all volunteers, there really isn't a facility to store films and to judge DVDs and to store them and to handle them. So it's all online. And what we're asking people to do is to upload their film to YouTube or Vimeo And they can do that as on YouTube. You can do that and unlisted, and then nobody can see it apart from the person that you give the link to. And on Vimeo, you just set it on private and send us the password or the actual link, and we can see it. And we judge the films that way.
And so
remotely.
Remotely. And so you're screening it at the Sun in Yarraville. Those digital files, the quality, what's it going to look like on the big screen?
Well, the finalists will have to create a cinema, you know, a copy. The details are on the website of the Sun Theatre's requirements. They'll just have to create a file and save it in a particular format, and so that it can be screened on the screen.
Oh, cool. Okay.
On a big screen, because it's different to being on a computer screen, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The specs are on the website. I can't remember them.
Yeah, but they can just look up. Yeah, yeah.
It's right there. Into terms and conditions? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also, how do they get the $40 to you?
Just through PayPal.
All right. Yeah. Okay, everything's nice and digital.
It's all nice and digital, yes.
Okay, and how do people find out about the actual film festival itself?
Well, we'll be putting that information up on the website. When it becomes available.
So
when
is
I know
it the Setting Sun Film Festival.com?
Oh yeah, settingsun.com.au.
Yeah, right.
That's okay. The website. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've also got a Facebook and a Twitter.
Okay. And can they contact you by phone, or is it best just to find all those
probably,
details?
Just fill out the subscription form, a contact form on the website in the first instance, and then we can take it from there.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
We'll have to
find out. We'll have to see you there.
Yeah, we'll have to see me there. Thanks very much,
Thank
Anna.
You very much for your time today.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.